This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, it's 10:06. Happy race day, everybody. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing. Out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, racing to bring funds and awareness to all the volunteer fire departments around the country. Well, thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway, we've got a lot to talk about. Bill Roth is standing by with Sunny South Raceway, the Highway 90 Challenge Series tonight, the High Banked Oval in Grand Bay. We'll have the Bombers and Sportsmen and all the local classes. We'll talk to Bill in just a minute. Also coming up next weekend, don't forget, what a show. It's a doubleheader with Pensacola and Mobile, Five Flag Speedway. They'll have the Super Lights for 100 laps. It's next Friday, Pro Trucks, the Bombers, and the Sportsmen. Huge fireworks show. And then Saturday, it'll be another part of the Highway 90 Challenge Series, as the Bombers and Sportsmen will also be at Mobile International Speedway for the Memorial Day doubleheader. Matt Weaver live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He's been there for the whole month of May. We'll talk about practicing and what we'll see this weekend for qualifying. And we're going to try to get Dustin Long with NBC Sports on with the Sprint All-Star Race weekend in Charlotte. Kevin Harvick also signs a long-term extension to his deal with Stuart Haas, so we'll learn about that as well. Well, we're joined now with Bill Roth from Sunny South Raceway, the Highway 90 Challenge Series tonight at the High Banked Oval in Grand Bay. It's Sunny South Raceway. Bill, good morning. The Bombers and Sportsmen were out during practice this Thursday, and now we're ready for race day today.
We are, and this will be the fourth of the Highway 90 Challenge Series races, the second at Sunny South, and we've had two at Mobile International Speedway. By the way, this is the sixth race of the season at Sunny South. All the regular divisions are racing tonight, plus, as you said, the Highway 90 Challenge Series, Sportsman, sponsored by Bob's Speed Shop, and Bombers, sponsored by Island 2 Motors. The regular division's racing tonight. My favorite one, the Bama Boring Mighty Mites, the Junior Champ Carts, the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Legends, all the divisions there. The RTR website's Bandolero Bandits and Outlaws, John Thompson and Associates Pro Challenge, and beginning this week, the mini stocks are sponsored by Precision Auto Glass. So
wonderful.
Lots of racing tonight here at Sunny South Raceway.
Well, let's talk about the track, too, teaming up with Mobile International Speedway. We've talked about it a lot in the past, the Highway 90 Challenge Series. Three people put this together. Four, if you think about it. You've got Miss Ida, you've got Tim Bryant, you've got yourself, and also Wayne Okresic, who's the owner and operator at Sunny South Raceway. What a great idea for the local drivers, because of obviously a lot of people know that Mobile International Speedway is up for sale. So they didn't do a longer schedule like what we were used to, but what a great thing you have done.
Well, somebody had to do it, so I decided to take it on myself, and we did it. Mobile Speedway only having six races, so we added for the Sportsman and Bomber seven races here at Sunny South, and that makes for a total of 13 races. Before we go on, I'd like to talk about something that happened last weekend when Sunny South wasn't even racing. 2 weeks ago at their last race, we solicited teams to raise money for muscular dystrophy. Over $1,500 got raised that night here at Sunny South. And last Saturday at Hank Aaron Stadium, the Bay Bears invited the teams to bring out and display them, and they presented the $1,500 to muscular dystrophy. And because there were so many good-looking teams out there, Bay Bears management was so impressed that they've invited all the teams to display their cars before a home game.
Wow.
They're going to decide on the date for that, and that'll be announced later. And also, on a date still to be decided one Saturday night here at Sunny South Raceway, the Bay Bears players will be here for a meet and greet.
Wow.
So this has become a great association, all benefiting muscular dystrophy, and all because the teams at Sunny South were willing to raise money, and they did. They raised over $1,500. Isn't
amazing.
That cool?
That's amazing. And that goes to show that real racers really find another passion, you know, to take it with the next level. I mean, when you go out and you see a race car somewhere, what do? I stop and look. And so do the families.
Well, sure.
Yeah. And that's what, and more people are starting to see that. And I'm glad the Bay Bears have realized that, because Bay Bears, Sunny South Raceway together is a strong, strong partnership there, I can see.
Yeah, I'm really excited that the relationship was formed, that it's good enough, that as we said, at a later date, at a home game at the Bay Bears Stadium, before the game and during the game, actually, they're going to invite anybody, any race team at Sunny South, to take their cars out and display them. And then, on another date, a home a race here at Sunny South Raceway, the Bay Bears players will come out and do a meet and greet on a Saturday night. So that's pretty exciting.
When you look at the classes that run at Sunny South Raceway, you've got the Junior Champs, the Bandoleros, the Bando Outlaws, the Mini Stocks Legends and Pro Challenge. You've got the Mighty Mites and now the Bombers and Sportsmen. What, do you guys get out there at 3 in the morning? How do the races run when you're there on a race night like that at Sunny South?
That's a great question, and because, in addition to all the regular divisions, we're adding the Sportsmen and the Bombers tonight, Here's the way it's going to be. You got to let these guys practice. So from 3 to 5:30 is controlled practice for all the divisions, including the big cars. Yeah. Then at 5:45, there's a driver's meeting at 6 o'clock heat races. No qualifying tonight here at Sunny South because there's so many divisions, heat races and features only. So it's all racing.
Yeah.
It's all competition.
Well, tell us about where the track is for folks to find it.
Well, if you know where MIS is, you just get on Highway 90, go 5.6 miles, look to your right, and it's Sunny South Raceway.
Yeah, it's that simple. And again, your favorite class, I want to again bring this up one more time, the Mighty Mites. These are some of the youngest kids at 5 years old that can actually come and start racing in their go-karts with a cage on them. It kind of looks like a smaller sprint car, but the parents have really put some time into these carts as well. And they're just as showy as the big boys, aren't they? They really are.
Yeah. If you're 8 years old, you're probably an oldster in the Mighty Might division.
Yeah.
Dakota Walker, Tristan Cheeseman, Bella Brown, Jake Law, Eli Loper, Hayden Boykin, and Lane Johnson were here last time. I have every reason to believe they'll be here tonight and maybe even more. There's no winners, no losers.
Yep.
They're learning how to race. They go out there and give it their best on these go-karts. It's a great thing for kids and for racing.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, it's sunnysouthraceway.org. They have driving schools that you can actually do. The Bandoleros, the Legend Cars, Pro Challenge. So you can even check Facebook and for dates and things like that. Now let's talk about the Highway 90 Challenge Series next weekend because you return to Mobile.
Yeah, we do, and that's along with the big guys, along with the Southern Super Series and the Super Stock sponsored by Barry's You Pull It. But, yeah, the Sportsmen and the Bombers will have what is going to be the fifth of 13 races there next Saturday, tonight, the fourth of 13 at Sunny South.
Yeah, and of course, we'll have Tim Bryan on, and that's going to be a doubleheader at Five Flag Speedway. You're going to have to save your voice. Are you going to get this all done? You're at all these three tracks now doing all the announcing, because Friday night, you'll be at Five Flags with the Super Lates, and Tim's going to tell us a little bit more about it here in a few minutes, but fireworks also, and that's always just one of the biggest nights next to Snowball Night that you see the fans come out and really enjoy the racing.
Yep, and it's Memorial Day weekend, so fireworks Friday at Five Flags, but Saturday, Salute to the Troops 100 is the name of the Super Late Model race, and all military active duty are admitted to the grandstand absolutely free. So it's Memorial Day all over the Gulf Coast next weekend.
And, but tonight, again, Sunny South Raceway, again, they'll have a lot of things. And it doesn't cost much to get in. All the drivers, only $30. Adults, $10 general admission. And I know you know by now, Bill, that they have got the finest food at all the tracks right there at Sunny South.
They do. Miss Nancy's Pit Stop, it's terrific. The hamburgers, the hot dogs, all the food is terrific. All I do is drink coffee because I got to stay awake. But I understand the food is great.
Well, thanks, Bill. Again, that's Bill Roth from Sunny South Raceway. Big night tonight. Still scheduled on the show, Matt Weaver live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Dustin Long ready for Charlotte in the All-Star Race weekend, and Tim Bryan, a big night coming up next weekend for Memorial Day. We'll learn all about it next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by great sponsors like Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Standing by, Matt Weaver live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But first, we've actually got the little dirt track that could. Deep South Speedway tonight has a pretty cool event going on. And actually, Bill Roth, you're still on the line with me. Tell me what's going on over Deep South in Locksley.
It's a pretty big night there. For the first time in 8 years, they have the Super Late Model, so that's cool. But The street stock, the pure stocks, and the hobby stocks are there too. This is the reason that I wanted to talk about it. Dallas Cowboy, former superstar, along with former Alabama Crimson Tide superstar, Sherman Williams,
wow,
is going to be on hand. They're going to be doing the Sherman Shake and the Running Man Challenge at Deep South Speedway tonight. So he'll be selling his Crimson Cowboy book, signing autographs, taking pictures with fans. That's the world famous football superstar Sherman Williams at Deep South Speedway tonight. And also, if you want to give some blood to Life South and you donate your blood tonight, $2 off your admission price to see the super late models tonight at Deep South.
And that'll be a big show for Deep South Speedway, so that's going to be a good show. Thanks for hanging around, Bill.
Alrighty, thank you.
It's the month of May in Indy, and I have been waiting for this phone call on the show for a while. Matt Weaver, I'm jealous because you're already back there.
I can't complain. I love this city. I love this time of the year. I love this city at this time of the year, so it's good to be here. It's qualifying weekend, and it's always a good time.
I have enjoyed so much during the afternoons all this week leading up to today's qualifying, watching online. You just go up to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's website, and they've had live streaming, and it's like you're there, and it's been great to see. There's been some pretty quick speeds.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I've always enjoyed, before I even started attending the Speedway, they make it really easy to follow along. There's a live stream on the internet. They're practicing every day this past week from noon to the 6 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. And they've had that every bit of it covered and archived. And so there's no reason, if you're a race fan, not to miss out. And these guys get after it. There's a brand new race package from the past couple of years, so a lot for these teams to learn. There's the domed skid plates underneath the car that's changed the aerodynamic value of these cars. And so they're pushing because there's a lot to figure out in a short amount of time. There's been rain in the area that's kind of delayed us a little bit here and there, and so there's just been a lot to add to the notebook.
So we've got over 235,000 fans coming to this race coming up next weekend. That is the most fans that we've seen in a long time there. Parking is going to be a nightmare. Schedule's probably crazy, but there's events leading up to it as well, all week.
Have you seen the Speedway packed quite like that, or is that even before your time?
That's even before. Now, I have been there back in the – I started going back in probably about 1979 and 1980, so I have seen it packed in the last part of the years. And, then of course, when the split of IndyCar happened, it kind of went downhill. But that was always been a great race. But to be there with the electricity that we're going to see this next weekend, it gives me chills just thinking about it. I'm excited.
Yeah, to kind of piggyback on your point a second ago, there's just a lot going on here, too, if you're a racing fan. It's not just the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. It's not just qualifying. This coming week, I'm going to do the Hoosier 100, the legendary Silver Crown race down at the fairgrounds, the Carb Night Classic down at IRP, some more Silver Crown. ARCA is 3 hours up the road in Toledo.
I was going to mention that. Yeah, you're doing that this Sunday.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on. There's just tons to do if you're a racing fan, and it's kind of a dream scenario. It's the 100th running, just a lot going on.
Well, and again, you were talking about the changes of the cars. They've really tried to keep them on the ground because the past few years we've seen some very serious accidents where these cars get airborne, and as strong as they are at those kind of speeds, something's got to give.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the balance that we all try to strike in racing. You know, we all want to go faster. And certainly, you know, both of us having raced, we can relate. We want to go as fast as possible. But there's also that threshold where you push too far. And I know that you can relate to this, too. Yeah. And so sometimes racers have to be put into check.
Yeah.
And so last year, they were getting closer and closer to record speeds. There were a handful of cars that got upside down or sideways. There was a very violent, scary Hinchcliffe crash where part of the suspension pierced through his torso, which is remarkable, the fact that he's still here and still racing. He's racing again this year. And so IndyCar worked hard to try to find the balance. They believe they've made these cars safer, and they also believe that is not going to compromise the integrity of the race too much. So, you know, we're going to see the closer we get to race weekend, we're going to see. There's a lot to kind of look forward to, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, mm-hmm. as we get closer to the race itself.
Well, let's talk about Miller Lite Carb Day. That is Friday, May 27th. That was always your tradition if you were still in school to skip that day and go down to the track, because it is the final time you'll see the cars on the track for practice.
Yeah, Carb Day is still fun just because of the tradition.
But I
got to be honest with you, Kane. I'm a little bummed that we only have 33 cars just because you used to have, you know,
40.
A ton of guys going out there, 40-plus.
Yeah.
I mean, I even remember not too long ago, earlier in my time, that we still had 40 cars to go out there and try to qualify for the race, and there was real drama on Carb Day because you knew, or not on Carb Day, but on qualifying day at least, because you knew you had to go out there and get it done. And then there's Carb Day, of course, and the Indy Lights race. This entire week period is just fun. There's a lot of drama, not as much as there used to be, but it's still a lot of fun.
And, of course, Darius Rucker is also going to be singing the national anthem. And if you've never been to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for a 500 and you're fortunate enough to go, the whole entire aspect of the race starts early. When you get into your seats, you want to get there early because there's so much showmanship. The Purdue Marching Band is there, which is a tradition. You've got the motorcycle cops, which are amazing. If you've never seen these shows, they stand up on and put their hands out, and they go around the track at full speed. I mean, it's incredible. So there's so much to, like you say, Matt, to experience, I guess, at this race.
There's even more this year, too. Talking to officials from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at the track earlier today, and they said, you know, we're anticipating so much traffic at the track on race day that they want everyone to get to the track 2 hours earlier than they typically do, which to me sounds crazy because I'm getting to the track at 4 o'clock as it is. I might as well get there the night before and just pitch a tent in the back of my truck. But they think they're going to have so much traffic and they're going to have so much content. They're really going to beef it up because it is the 100th running of the race. They're going to have a lot more in addition to everything that you just mentioned. And so it's really going to be a great, great value. And if this sounds like a really good time and something you want to do, too bad because they're sold out.
That's right. These tickets are coveted now, and thank goodness we got a few of them. Well, how do we keep track of you all during the month of May, Matt? Because I know you're excited to be there, but like you said, I mean, you're going to ARCA tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a lot of diversity, and that's kind of been my claim to fame in racing. So that's true to form in the month of May as well. So the best way to get a hold of me is on Twitter. That's at Matt Weaver SBN, and my Facebook fan page, which is Matt Weaver Motorsports.
So ARCA, what are your plans for tomorrow? I mean, who do you see winning at that track?
It's going to be an interesting mix, just because it's one of the first Midwestern short track races of the year outside of Salem. It's a high speed, boring. A lot of people are going to make their debut. My buddy Myatt Snyder, who is the son of Marty Snyder, the NASCAR broadcaster, is going to make his ARCA debut. Remember, Todd Gilliland is 15 years old, won his ARCA debut at this race last year.
Wow.
Josh Williams has won a race already this year. So there's just an interesting mix. If you had to, you know, peg me down and make me pick one guy, I think Tommy Hessert goes to Victory Lane for the first time this year. He's been close. He's with Venturini Motorsports this year, and I think this is where he gets it done.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt. I'll see you next week at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Still to come, well, we've got a big race. It's the All-Star Race in Charlotte. Dustin Long with NBC Sports will be coming on to tell us about it. And then Memorial Day weekend along the Gulf Coast, there's a lot of racing, and Five Flag Speedway kicks it off all next Friday night. Tim Bryant standing by to tell us more right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. They bring funds and awareness to a lot of the local volunteer fire departments all over the country. Well, thanks again, Matt Weaver, live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, ready for the month of May. And again, big day in there qualifying. And then, you know, there's so much other racing going on. We talked about Bill Roth, Sunny South Raceway tonight. Also, Deep South Speedway. The dirt track's got some great racing. Tim Bryant still standing by with Five Flag Speedway with the double header next weekend. But it was wet yesterday up in Charlotte, the all-star race, and now we've got NBC Sports Dustin Long with us. Did you get wet Friday, Dustin? Good morning.
Yeah, just a little, but hey, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me ask you, this is a fun race for the guys and girls, I should say. Big money race, no points, and bragging rights, aren't they? And there's some teams out there we were talking off the air that look pretty strong. You got to think of Joe Gibbs as one of the favorites.
Well, Joe Gibbs is the top organization in the sport right now. I mean, you look at the most significant races in the sport, and since last year, they own all the trophies. I mean, Denny Hamlin won the All-Star race here last year. Then Carl Edwards won the Coca-Cola 600. Then you had Kyle Busch winning the Brickyard 400 in Indianapolis. You had Carl Edwards winning the Southern 500 at Darlington last year. Then you had Kyle Busch winning the finale in Homestead and the championship. And then this year you had Denny Hamlin winning the Daytona 500. So, you know, it's something that has been done before, but the last time a team did anything like that was 2012, 2013 with Hendrick Motorsports. So, you know, for years, Hendrick Motorsports was the gold standard, and obviously that's still a very strong and very good organization.
Yeah.
But, you know, here lately, Joe Gibbs has supplanted Hendrick Motorsports as the top organization in the sport. Now the question is, you know, who's going to surpass them?
Right, and I do see that NASCAR has kind of done some updates to the current rules package, reducing both downforce and side force this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. What are some of the things they've done, and what are the drivers saying about the changes?
They're making the drivers drive backwards.
Oh, that's awesome.
Downforce and side force. So, I mean, it's just minor things, and you know what they're anticipating is those slow corner speeds by about 3 miles per hour. It's nothing that the fans are going to notice in the way that the car looks or the car runs. What NASCAR's hope is it moves them in a direction where, you know, you can get a little bit closer and you run a little bit tighter competition, especially on these bigger tracks, and kind of have some of the racing that you know, you saw particularly those last few laps last week at Dover with Matt Kenseth and Kyle Larson battling for the lead, and Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott racing each other for second and trying to get up to the lead. So just some things like that, just in the continued process, the evolution of trying to take some downforce away, trying to put a little bit more of it of the ability into the driver's hands, and then also try to give them a chance to run a little bit closer together than what they've been able to do in the past.
Well, Dustin, I know yesterday was Tony Stewart's birthday, and this will be his final All-Star race. What has the track done for them to kind of imagine something to celebrate his birthday?
Well, I think it's just as much as celebrating just what he's accomplished and what he's done in his years of the sport, but they put up you know, a large banner that's covered an area of stands off of turn two, so thank you, Tony. So I think you're going to start seeing more of that at these tracks as the season progresses and it gets closer to the end of his NASCAR Sprint Cup career, but obviously not the end of his driving career because he said he will continue to race after this season and other series, and particularly, the sprint cars and dirt and stuff like that.
You know, I saw that Kevin Harvick signed a long-term extension with Stewart Haas this past weekend. What are the details on that?
Well, the details are they aren't sharing it. But it's going to keep him there for a long time, and he's going to be well compensated. So I think those are the general details. But, yeah, you know, there was some question about with the announcement that Stewart Haas Racing was going to Ford next year, that Harvick, who for the most, you know, for his Cup career has driven Chevrolets and been aligned with Chevrolet, would look to see if there was a Chevrolet option or if there's some thought that he would end up with maybe a Chevrolet team. But, you know, in the end, Stewart Haas Racing is the best place for him. It gets the best opportunity to win. He stays with his crew chief, Rodney Childers, who signed a multi-year extension last year. So it keeps a championship team, championship duo together. And I think at the end of the day, when you look at where Harvick is and as he, you know, gets closer to the end of his career, more so than the beginning of his career, I mean, wins, championship success, that matters even more because he's going to have fewer opportunities to have those chances. I mean, it kind of goes back to, you know, kind of something, you know, you know, Dale Jr. was very vocal on his weekly podcast this week about, you know, knowing that the Gibbs cars are stronger and knowing how much they struggle at Hendrick and particularly his team and how he's described the last 4 or 5 weeks as kind of being miserable in the sense of how they performed and not put it together, and they need to own up to it and they need to figure it out. And, you know, I think the argument can be made is, you know, with a junior over 40 years old, you know, still looking for that first championship, you know, he knows those opportunities are not going to be as plentiful, and he wants to get the opportunity now. I mean, you know, you can say he's 11th in points, and, you know, he should make the chase, and his comment is on the podcast was, you know, he just doesn't want to be in the chase to run it. He wants to win it, and this is, you know, 11th in points at this point in the season is the worst he's been in the points since 2010 when he was 16th in the points and missed the chase that year. I mean, he's been 4th, 5th, 3rd, whatever, you know, the last several years. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with them and that team here the next 2 weeks in Charlotte, but moving forward. I mean, I know he did say on his podcast that the All-Star race, as he said, ain't going to solve everything, but it can move them in a direction. So I think that, you know, they'll be a team worth keeping an eye on, like I said, the next couple of weeks here at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah, we hope he turns it around for sure. Now, news of racetracks, other racetracks in the news. Rockingham Speedway was sold at auction, and you had a great story up at NBCSports.com, the NASCAR Talk website, that Arizona spending $40 million over the next several years to promote Phoenix races. That's huge. Tell us about that.
Well, what was it? The Arizona governor has signed a bill into law this week that would appropriate more than $40 million from fiscal year 2022 to 2051 to promote races at Phoenix International Raceway. It'd be up to $1.5 million a year, provided the track makes at least $100 million in, you know, incurs at least $100 million in project costs beginning in 2017, you know, over the next few years. So, you know, International Speedway Corporation, which owns Talladega Super Speedway, owns, you know, Phoenix International Raceway, and they also own Daytona International Speedway. Remember, they put $400 million into the upgrade at Daytona International Speedway, and IFC folks have said that the next tracks that they're looking at making some upgrades and renovation things to are Phoenix and Richmond. So with something from the, you know, with the Arizona government through its Office of Tourism pledging, you know, $1.5 million over about a 30-year period or so, as long as the track puts $100 million into, you know, improvements, it makes you look at, well, there are some things that they can do, and it'll be interesting to see what some of the things are. There's been a lot of interesting talk about some of the things that could happen, but obviously when you're going to spend that much money, there's a lot of things that you can do, and it'll be interesting to see what IFC does. They haven't said what their plans are yet for Phoenix International Raceway.
What's the future for Rockingham Speedway, sold at auction for a $3 million credit bid?
The future is I wouldn't expect a NASCAR race anytime soon. And the future is, you know, at some point that land may prove more valuable than just having a track. I mean, NASCAR can't test, so you can't really go there and test, so they have to run lower class series, and that doesn't bring in the fans. And look, they brought in the truck series a couple of years. The first year, the fans supported it. The second year, they did. And they tried to bring in some other races, and the fans supported it the first time, and then they did. So, you know, at the end of the day, for people who complain about there's no North Wilkesboro, there's no Rockingham, or there's no this, there's no that, you know, at the end of the day, fans had their chance to support it. Yeah. And they didn't support it. And Rockingham was that track. They got that rare second opportunity and didn't get the support after the first year. So, you know, the fans obviously have voted that they don't care about Rockingham. And so I don't expect anything major out of Rockingham anytime soon. And like I said, at some point, maybe that land is more valuable for something else.
Well, I know it's going to be a great weekend, a big test session for the big Coca-Cola 600 race, obviously, with the Indianapolis 500 next weekend. One of the biggest races, race days of the year, and then you throw in Formula One as well. So what are your predictions after this weekend? A big test drive, obviously, for everyone testing, but Charlotte, the big race, the 600, it's the biggest race of the year. What will the teams learn this weekend that could possibly, you know, take it to next weekend?
Well, I mean, you know, the All-Star race is such a different race, and obviously with this different format, with the All-Star Race, 50-lap segments and then a 13-lap segment. It does give them the opportunity to work on a little bit longer run and also make, you know, make a setup adjustment for a short run to see how that works. But obviously, with some of the other rules in place, with, you know, some of the field being in old tires, some of the field being on new tires, that kind of impacts things. So, I think the biggest thing is they're just going to get experience on this tire. It's a new tire for Charlotte. And we'll find out what you can do and can't do with this tire this week. I think that'll be as much of a factor as big of a thing as what they'll learn this weekend for next weekend.
Top five, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, and then you've got Carl Edwards and Jimmy Johnson in there. How does Jimmy Johnson look this weekend?
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, obviously, this is a track that he's done really well at. But like I said, you know, Denny Hamlin won this event last year.
Yeah.
Carl Edwards won the Coca-Cola 600 last year. So, you know, the Gibbs cars are still strong. They won 7 of the first 12 races.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, Johnson's going on the big track, so you would expect him to be formidable this weekend and next weekend for sure.
Well, Dustin Long, again, with NBC Sports, you're all over the place with NASCAR and other sports as well, or different racing. How can we keep track of you online?
Yeah, you know, NBCSports.com/NASCAR and follow me on Twitter at Dustin Long. Also, make sure to like our NASCAR on NBC Facebook page and follow the NASCAR on NBC Twitter handle or NASCAR Talk Twitter handle. And my colleague Nate Ryan is also out here, so you can follow him at Nate Ryan.
Well, thanks a lot, Dustin. That's Dustin Long with NBC Sports live in Charlotte for the big All-Star Weekend and getting ready for next weekend. Still to come, we've got Tim Bryant talking about Memorial Day weekend next weekend along the Gulf Coast. Friday night, Five Flag Speedway. The Super Lates are back. Super Stocks also. We'll find out more with Tim Bryant next on FM Talk 106.5 with Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Again, thanks to Bill Roth. And again, at Highway 90 Challenge Series in full effect tonight at the Sunny South Raceway. Again, right past Mobile International Speedway. I think he said 5.6 miles in Grand Bay. Again, great racing. You'll see a lot of the same drivers over there tonight that's going to be racing. And thanks again so much to Matt Weaver live at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway during the whole month of May. Again, great excitement about the Indianapolis 500, and again, all the information. We appreciate everything that he does for the show. Dustin Long live with NBC Sports and NASCAR as we're talking Charlotte, and Tim Bryant standing by now with Five Flag Speedway and again Mobile International Speedway. They've got the doubleheader next weekend for Memorial Day weekend, and the Super Lates are back. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. I want to take a second just to thank all the sponsors at Kane Motorsports. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do on the track and especially off the track with Kane's Warrior Kids. You go to Kane's, it's K-A-N-E-S, warriorkids.com. You can learn about some of the events that we'll be at and some of the kids that we help with childhood cancer. Thank you so much to Hapraz Corporation and McDonald's. Also, Zach Carpenter, my teammate this year, and also one of two owners of Cyclops Vapor. They got a busy weekend this weekend out at Hangout Music Festival, but they're a big part of what we do on and off the track as well. Thank you to Pull Apart and the Vape Shop of Pensacola, Pace and Grand Prix. Trish is new to the race team. They can help you quit smoking along the Gulf Coast, drop the tobacco, and start vaping. The LED lights on the hot rod presented by Heritage Electrical Services and Mobile in Baldwin County. They do a great job, everything from residential to commercial, and even LEDs in your cars, which are cool. Thanks to Ingersoll Racing, the Hub Printing in Robertsdale, right across the street from the trail, an old school approach to customer service with a new approach to getting the job done, and they just got a brand new printer this week that'll change the way Baldwin County gets their vehicle wraps done and all their printing. You've got to check them out. Also thanks to CrossCreekRealty.com, the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing, SeanHerman.com. Go to the website, see all that they can do. They also help quite a bit with our childhood cancer causes. Thanks to K1RaceGear.com for keeping us looking good. Casp Industries with help with the trailer, Coastal Traffic. Also, Ratty Rods of the South, big participants with our Kane's Warrior Kids program. Thank you to Chris Falsack at Falsack Tire, USFDRacing.org, and again, Wayne O'Kresick with Metro Glass of Mobile. Without these folks, well, the whole race team wouldn't be able to do what we do. Now, we're taking this weekend off, but we'll be back next weekend with Matt Jackson and the Pro Truck. I'll be out of town at the Indianapolis 500, but I know he'll have a great race next Friday. And then it's our first trip in a Dirt Open Wheel Modified coming up June 4th. It's Saturday at Southern Raceway with the Bay Area Modifieds. The IMCA Racing Series. Can't wait to be out there next. Well, with that being said, we've got Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway, and we had so many showers yesterday. We were just talking off the air, Tim. It's kind of lucky we were not racing this weekend, but next weekend, wow, do we have a huge show for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we're really excited, Kane, and the long-term forecast looks pretty good, so hopefully we pick the right Friday to be off this go-round, and we got a strong contingent of cars coming in for next week, both for the super late model race and, of course, the truck race on Friday night at Five Flags. So we're excited. It's going to be a heck of a way to kick off Memorial Day weekend.
That was super late models again. They'll have a huge race Friday, and they're going to do the double duty Saturday at Mobile International Speedway. But let's talk real quick before we get into the super late models again. And I have to do this every time we have the trucks driving there and racing. The class and the field of trucks that we're getting, six states, I think, are represented last time. And, I mean, wow, it's amazing racing.
Yeah, we've saw some of the best racing anywhere, you know, in our pro truck division. And, you know, we've increased the distance of the races to 40 laps, and that makes it worthwhile for some of the people to travel, you know, some pretty good distance to get down here to race. And, you know, we've got you know, some Texas drivers coming back, and of course the local contingent seems to be building a lot of interest in a truck class. And of course the real story has been Taylor Jorgensen, the teenager from Georgia.
Yeah, definitely been doing some great running there. And then as we're getting ready for the Blizzard Series 100 laps, you know, we've gone different ways of running these. Sometimes we've done it in the past with some of the late models where we do a 50-50 and then a 100 lap. And then sometimes if they're longer races, we would have a pit stop. How do you feel the Super Lates this year and the way they're running the Blizzard Series and let alone just the Super Series? How do you feel the drivers like the way it's running this year?
Well, you know what? We got pretty good response. Of course, our opening race at Pensacola, Blizzard race number one, was a 125, and Casey Roderick and Casey Smith took turns swapping the lead for that race, and of course, Roderick come out on top. This week, we're back to 100 laps, partially because it's a doubleheader. We're running twin 100s, of course, Friday night Pensacola, Saturday night Mobile, so we cut the distance back a little bit. What we expect to see there is an all-out sprint start-finish.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. And then, you know, you'll also have the Bombers and the Sportsmen, which have had some great racing. And when you think of the Sportsmen, you know, there's a few names that come up top. But, again, that 33, you can't stop them sometimes, sideways like a dirt car.
Well, you know what's kind of funny? I was talking with Johnny Green earlier this week, who runs so well in that number 31 car.
Yeah.
And said he and Steve Buttrick did a little experimentation last week. Said it wasn't exactly what they were hoping for. And guess what? That led Shannard pick up the win. So there's several drivers capable of winning in the Sportsman division, so we're seeing some great racing there as well.
And the Bombers too, again, which is really the startup class for racing along the Gulf Coast. And you know, last race we had 16 Bombers, and I imagine we'll have a good amount of them again coming up next Friday.
Yeah, the Bomber class is looking really good, and of course, you know, familiar face in Victory Lane with BJ Latham. But I tell you, by no intentions from anyone, there's a little bit of a Pensacola versus Mobile driver rivalry going on. And the Pensacola guys, of course, have been coming up on the short end. But the bar has been raised, and they're set to answer the bell. So, you know, we're going to see some good competition as the season goes forward.
And how about the fireworks on Friday night next week?
Yeah, we got a big fireworks show scheduled next Friday night at Five Flags. And we're excited about that. We got a group coming in from out of state to do our fireworks presentation.
Wow.
So got a special driver introduction format planned for that. And then, of course, on Saturday night, Salute to the Troops 100 with all active duty military getting in absolutely free on Saturday night. So we're looking for a host, looking to host a large contingent of our military friends.
And at Mobile International Speedway, of course, that Saturday night, the doubleheader we're talking about, also with the Highway 90 Challenge Series with the Bombers and the Sportsmen that are running dual racing between Mobile and also Sunny South Raceway. Now, Rusty Powell Jr. leads the Island Motor 2 Bombers, and I do believe Mark Barnhill's still on top with the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman.
Yeah, and of course, looks like a good night for tonight at Sunny South to continue the Highway 90 Challenge Series.
Well, let me ask you, with the Super Stocks coming, it seems like the class is starting to grow a little bit. That's been one of the classes at Mobile and Five Flags of the past few years. It seems like we've had problems getting the cars out there, but we're still seeing great racing, and they return Saturday at MIS.
You know, we really like those cars, Kane, and, you know, we opened the rules up a bit over the last couple of years. They run an outlaw-style body, many of them choose to, and, you know, they're in some cases, very similar to a late-model chassis and suspension. We're hoping to build that class. I got to tell you, I'm kind of disappointed with where we're at with it right now, but, you know, we're going to hang on to that Super Stock division as long as we can until we can get some more competitors.
Well, I know we're going to miss this next weekend in the Bomber because of the accident we had this last race, but we'll be back for Kids Night and bike races and $10 admission. Plus, you got the Motorcycle Thrill Show. That's coming up in June. Give us the details there.
Yeah, June the 10th. We are excited about that. Jim Dyson, you can Google him and watch some of his video on YouTube. He's going to be setting up a ramp and doing backflips and everything on his motorcycle. Of course, the kids' bicycle races that night, along with local division racing. So a $10 ticket will get everybody in. And, you know, school will be out. So we're looking for a really fun night at Five Flags on June the 10th.
And it seems that Five Flags Speedway, again this year, is really starting to go out of, I wouldn't say the comfort zone, but away from the racing to do other events. You know, last weekend we had Glow Rage, which was a huge success. I saw all the videos and people on Facebook and Twitter. And then, of course, we've got drifting out there, which has just taken on a life of its own, Tim.
Well, I mean, you know, what's made our drifting successful is the exquisite announcer that we have on staff. No, we're looking forward to coming back June 11th, the day after Kids Night at Five Flags with our next Mountain Dew Drift Series event. This one's actually going to be a competition, so we'll be awarding some trophies that night for technique and you know, whatever the other variables are. We've gotta say a shout out to Mike Bebo, who's actually kind of our go-to guy when it comes to coordinating the drift events. He's done a good job for us, and we've had a lot of fun with that. The turnout's been strong, so we're looking forward to having that back as well.
Well, enjoy the weekend off. You got big plans? Are you going to go down to Hangout Fest and rub elbows with about 30,000 fans?
Well, you know what? I'd love to be up in the middle of that, but it's not in the cards for me. We're actually making preparations for next week's race event. We actually got some testing going on this weekend and a car show in the parking lot on Sunday afternoon at Five Flags. So it's gonna be a short week. There's lots to do, but we can't wait to get to next weekend.
Well, thanks, Tim. You're right. It's gonna be a great race weekend next weekend, and again tonight, Sunny South Raceway. The gates are gonna open up early so they can get practice in. Bill Roth will have all the details next week with us. Again, it's the Highway 90 Challenge Series with the Bombers and Sportsmen, and again returning next Saturday at Mobile International Speedway. Thank you so much. It's the month of Indy. Indianapolis 500 is so dear to my heart as I grew up at the racetrack, heading back up there next weekend. We're really excited that Matt Weaver has been giving us all the reports live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Remember, all during the week, if you go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's website, it's IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com. They've got that live feed that you can watch all during the week. Act like you're working and you can watch the IndyCars practicing. Thank you so much also to Dustin Long, my brother, who travels with NASCAR and NBC this weekend. Charlotte, the All-Star, had some great news there. And again, how about the racing next weekend? It's a racer's dream next Sunday. You've got the Formula One race, you've got Indy, and then you've got Charlotte. It's going to be a great weekend of racing next weekend, also locally with Mobile International Speedway. Also, we've got our friends at Five Flag Speedway with the Super Lates back, the Pro Trucks, Super Stocks, Bombers, and Sportsmen. Get out there and enjoy the racing. Deep South Speedway tonight has a big night of racing. Deep South Speedway.net, and we'll be back out again with the Dirt Open Wheel Modified the next time I'll hit the track, coming up June 4th at the Southern Race at Southern Raceway in Milton with the IMCA Bay Area Modified Six Pack. It's going to be some good racing. Thank you so much for all the great sponsors, including Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. God bless you all. Be safe and love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.